1548DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. We have breaking news from Washington, where the Supreme Court has just said it will decide whether Donald Trump can be kept off of Colorado's GOP primary ballot because of his role in trying to overturn the 2020 election. Arguments will be heard early next month. At Valley Forge, President Biden spoke of Trump's role in the Capitol insurrection and says he's a threat to democracy that was created by George Washington and the Founding Fathers.
We've been blessed so long with a strong, stable democracy, it's easy to forget why so many before us risked their lives and strengthen democracy.
Wayne LaPierre says he's quitting as head of the NRA. He's among defendants in a lawsuit accusing them of siphoning off tens of millions of dollars. Kelly Sampson is with the Brady Center to prevent gun violence.
It's important for Americans to continue to speak out against the NRA's policy, against their worldview.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he has no plans to change state government's diversity practices. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss plans to order a year-long audit of state agencies' diversity policies. The Democratic governor tells the State Journal that Voss is free to do that, but that no changes will be made. 41 Milwaukee public schools are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. It provides a better atmosphere for play and for learning.
Behavioral referrals go down, injuries go down, and kids are more productive in their play.
That's Lisa Neeb. She's with ReFlow, the nonprofit that's helping with the project. She says natural playgrounds also are more comfortable on hot days. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Hoosels at the Lakes is hosting a donation drive to collect items in support of the Dove's Nest and Alex C. Dove Foundation. They're collecting toilet paper, paper towel, dishwasher pods, liquid hand soap, and 13-gallon kitchen trash bags to help supply the retreat. Dove's Nest is a cabin on Lake Camelot in Nakusa where individuals and families fighting a life-threatening illness can rest and relax for up to a week away from the stresses caused by their condition. The Alex C. Dove Foundation was formed in 2019 in honor of Alex, who passed away that year from an aggressive cancer. You can help by donating the needed items at Hoosels at the Lakes on Alpine Drive. The City of Wisconsin Rapids will pick up Christmas trees January 22nd through the 26th. Trees need to be free of all decorations, including lights, tinsel, garland, etc. They will be used by the DNR for fish habitat improvement. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
O'Reilly. Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for just $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. We have all the supplies you need for your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Bucks over the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the San Antonio Spurs 125-121. Giannis Antetokounmpo, named the Eastern Conference Player of the Month, had 44 points. The Spurs' 7'4" Victor Wembanyama blocked 5 shots, including one by Giannis, and talked about facing the Greek Freak.
Somebody I grew up watching and one of the greatest players in the world, so it's always extra motivation, and I want to go at everyone and be the bad guy on the court, you know, so it was a great matchup.
The Bucks play the Rockets in Houston tomorrow night. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears Sunday. Call it dinner and a movie. Rookie wide receiver Bo Melton revealed that quarterback Jordan Love invites the guys over for dinner, then goes over game film with them.
Jay Love, he's a great guy, you know. We go to dinners at his house Mondays. We eat, we go over film, you know, before the week starts, you know, just to bond, staying connected with him.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries and lows in the upper 20s. More clouds around for tomorrow. Again, flurries and snow showers possible. High in the mid-30s. Snow wraps up tomorrow night. Partly sunny and upper 20s Sunday. Another chance for snow returns to the area by Monday. Right now it's 33.
You can do it all by yourself. Woo! Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's a happy hour, the Friday edition, rolling into it. And we got a fine guest. He's joined us live via stream. He is James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of the Morning Cannolis, right on the Civic Media Network, 9 to 11 on the Saturday mornings, and then replaying on Sundays. Jim, welcome back, man. How you doing?
Hey, Jim.
It is good. Always good to be with you, gentlemen. A big news day once again. Fridays.
That's why we work most Fridays. At least I do. Dom's always touch and go.
We'll see. It's a good Friday.
Jim, it is January 6th Eve. And for those scoring at home, the topic will be the January 6th, at least for a minute. 3 years later, Jim, there's been some accountability for the riotous mob that was encouraged to be there by the former president. But there's been very little accountability, to my opinion, sir, 3 years later, for a guy like Donald Trump, who's rallying in Newton, Iowa tomorrow, walking a free man despite the charges. What's your reaction, counselor?
I agree with you. The statistics on this are about 1,200 people have been charged, most of them, great majority of them, on campus, on the congressional grounds, legislative grounds there on January 6th. About 900 of them have been convicted already. They've got 714 pleas or so. Again, those include Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, those kinds of folks with the lower levels, mid-levels, and engage in a lot of violent activity. And that's the record of the Department of Justice, again, through the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. To your point, the question is, when do the folks who are really responsible for prompting all of those folks to come to the Capitol grounds on January 6th, go to the Ellipse, walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, go to Congress that day and attack our democracy, attack the Congress, try to stop the counting of votes? And we know that Jack Smith has done something in that direction. That is, he is, through the grand jury process, he has indicted Donald Trump four counts. Those include two obstruction counts, which are significant. And Judge Chutkan, the D.C. District Court, has tentatively scheduled that, again, to begin in March, but also put that on hold while we wrestle with issues related to things like immunity and other issues related to that. So to your point today, 3 years out, we do not have accountability for Donald Trump. And I would add the other unindicted co-conspirators in that indictment were also there. Many others, including fake electors around the country, also charged in some of our states, None of them, well, the exception of one in Michigan who's pled guilty, none of them yet responsible in the courts of law.
Jim, you lead me wonderfully to my next question. Perhaps you saw the reporting just before the first of the year. New tapes from CNN, apparently Kenneth Cheeseborough with Michigan investigators. And my suspicion is Cheeseborough also recorded these interviews and he released them to the media because there are so many different times where CNN is effectively quoting the only one that would know the commonality between so many of these incidents, and that is Kenneth Cheeseborough. And Jim, when I read the article, and we laid it out for the people right here on the airwaves, but when I read the article and played the sound of Cheeseborough's testimony to Michigan prosecutors, this was a procedural coup. It was meant to overturn the actual outcome of the election. They knew it wasn't the actual outcome. They were trying to find a justification to overturn the will of the voters. And this was directed at the highest levels by the Trump campaign. And Jim, we know this just from the public record, from the reporting that we've seen. We have no idea how much other evidence and communications and text messages there might be. But Jim, it all seems very damning. Why are we still waiting? We don't even have charges against anyone here in the state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. And to your point embedded in there, we don't know what other things Jack Smith has and the AG in Michigan has, and of course, Fani Willis has and Nevada have, those kinds of folks who are going forward with these charges. Lots of things presumably in their quiver to shoot, if you will, during the course of a trial coming up here. But the issue related to Cheeseborough is compelling. He plainly was the guy, not just in the room. He was the one who, you recall, wrote the original memorandum called the Wisconsin Memorandum, later on became the larger memorandum that contemplated this entire cross-country attempt to overthrow the results against seven different states. He's a key person. And so the things that he is saying are very, very helpful for the prosecution. More importantly, for all of us, they provide this clear sense that this was not people simply exercising the possibility of the electors by the vice president, by the Speaker of the House being found inadequate. These are people who intended purposefully to make false statements, to articulate that they were people who they were not, and for the purpose, again, of undermining the electoral process. And so his testimony is that glue, that cement that brings it all together. He was the director, and he also knows about Donald Trump. And like all these other folks, including Sidney Powell, perhaps cooperating out there as well, maybe in Georgia, other places, those are the people who can also bring in the connection between fake electors, himself, and Donald Trump, and these other people we've talked about.
And in regards to Wisconsin, Cheeseborough was in the room at the state capitol a block away from me. He was in the room with the fake Trump electors, although Andrew Hitt claimed he didn't know who he was. He took video while in the room, while they were signing these fraudulent affidavits. And not only that, when these fake electors did not arrive in D.C. as anticipated, and the panic was going on, and they were considering chartered flights, and someone had to chaperone these fake electors to the vice president. Well, Cheeseborough was also the recipient of the fake electors from the Wisconsin, from the Michigan contingent. He delivered them at Scott Perry's office. And then, new news, we find out they were delivered to Ron Johnson. And whether it took a second or a minute, he was willing to do a hell of a lot more than simply just be a conduit of these documents. Jim, I've said a lot. Unpack.
Sure. Absolute commentary on at least two of those points. One is that, again, he is standing there in the room. And so when we think about investigating and prosecuting, one of the other reasons that you will prosecute, obviously, is because people engage in criminal conduct. That's the core issue. One of the things that happens, of course, is when you prosecute them, Fani Willis is beginning to see this, Michigan's beginning to see this, they come forward and they tell you what the conversations were, not just in the room, but also in the hallway, maybe on the phone the night before. Hey, we're coming to this room. Here's what you're going to do. Here's our point. Here's our purpose. All those things that are not recorded, but nonetheless are the appropriate subjects of investigative focus. That's what you get also by going after the electors here in the state of Wisconsin, other places. they may not go to jail for prison for long periods of time, but they provide the other information that, again, describes the overall conspiracy. And yes, that's what it is. Bonnie Willis describes it as a RICO conspiracy. They also provide this additional part of this. As to Ron Johnson, we have said this before. I have very little doubt that when it comes to the kinds of things that the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., that is, you identify people who are witnesses. We know who those are. Then there are subjects and there are targets. And all kinds of names fall in those different categories. Subjects are people who you look and you say, gee, they were involved in this. We don't know if they have criminal culpability, but we'll see how the evidence plays out. Targets are people like Donald Trump and the other co-conspirators, unindicted co-conspirators, who we know have committed crimes, and we just need to establish it. I have very little doubt that Ron Johnson's name, among many other members of Congress probably, are on the list of at least subjects by the Department of Justice. May in fact be more than that, depending upon, again, your involvement in this. Basic conspiracy law, you're in for a dime, you're in for whatever the expression is, you're in for a dollar. You can participate in a small portion of the conspiracy and still be held responsible for the entire enterprise, the undertaking, without knowing all the different aspects of it. Probably Ron Johnson and these others knew a whole lot more than we are even getting in the public domain.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Morning Cannoli Saturdays here on the Civic Media Network. Jim, happy Friday, man. The news does drop on Fridays. It's great to be with you. Jamel Bowie, opinion columnist in the New York Times, had a great piece we posted up on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. If Trump is not an insurrectionist, what is he? And breaking news today, Jim, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on whether or not Donald Trump can be on the ballot in these myriad of states. February 8th, next month, coming up real quick. And to Bowie's point, if Trump is not an insurrectionist, what is he? I mean, he called them to Washington. Remember, we'll be wild, right? He fired them up with incendiary speech. You got to fight like hell. You're not going to have a country anymore. He sent them to the Capitol. I'm going to go walk with you, Jim. I'm going to walk with you. They attacked the Capitol. He did nothing. And then when he finally did something, did nothing for 3 hours. That is an act. Doing nothing to me, that's an act, right? That you make a purposeful point to not do anything. And then finally, he said, go home, and they went home. He conducted this whole thing. In my mind, Jim, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to take it up. How do you think this plays out? What are your thoughts on the process and on the facts?
Right. Not surprising the Supreme Court takes this on. We will all be watching on February 8th. We can listen to the oral argument live, and we get a sense about who's going where with this. Again, I would recommend to your good point, Dom, anybody who doubts that this was an insurrection, read the Colorado opinion from the Supreme Court. It's long, it's lengthy, but here's an assignment again for the coming weekend. Read that. And when you come away from that, this is a court that's looking at the trial evidence was presented by the lower court judge in Colorado, assessing all that and finding, yeah, this was insurrection. Oh, by the way, the 14th Amendment also applies here. It is a compelling piece of jurisprudence here to be taken up. Supreme Court has many different avenues here. We've talked about this before, probably not going to embrace the big issues, could go off in some procedural things, could also find that only a legislature maybe should be the one deciding that. My own prediction is they will probably put him back on the ballot, but he's going to lose, I think, on two other Supreme Court cases, including the immunity thing, ultimately, and another case having to do with whether or not the charges in the January 6th case apply to him as well. All those defending for the Supreme Court.
It's too much losing! James Santel, our fine guest. Stick around. He's sticking around. He is a former U.S. attorney. He's the host of his own fine show, The Morning Cannoli. Find him tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. Find more of us in about a minute and 10 seconds.
My lack of involvement was seconds worth of texting.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. James Santel, our friend, former U.S. attorney, hosts the Morning Cannoli here on the Civic Media Network on Saturdays, replayed on Sundays. Jim, thank you for sticking around. I want to get a touch back on one of your points before we went to break. The myriad of cases that the Supreme Court could will take up regarding the former president. The immunity, this ultimate, you know, grand, unlimited immunity, seems like a farce on its face. When does that happen? Have there been dates on that, and how will that impact, you know, the trial dates as they're scheduled right now, in your opinion?
Right. Exactly. Again, the easy substantive thing to say is this, is although it's very strong to say it, Supreme Court has got to find that no president is completely immune. They've got to do that. If they don't find that, at least they should do that unanimously, but if the majority of them don't do that, then we are talking about the Republic beginning to crumble, right? That's so got to make that decision. They've got to hand him a loss on that. So the question is, what's going on here? The Supreme Court decided not to accept Jack Smith's invitation to take this up. It's back before the Court of Appeals. And so I need to be back on your show again next week. There's my self-invitation, because my understanding is that as early as next week, Monday or so, the Court of Appeals, the D.C. Court of Appeals, is going to be entertaining that argument. Presumably, they will issue an opinion. It's going to be a three-judge panel. Again, they've also got to say, you know, there's no immunity. Then, of course, Donald Trump will take it back to the Supreme Court, and they should very quickly resolve that one to hand him a loss, a clear, unequivocal loss on that. He's not immune. The opposite direction is unthinkable. Again, the other issue, which we chatted about right before the break, again, is the other issues here before the Supreme Court. Those could go in some different directions, including Colorado. My sense is they'll hand him one win, one loss. And then also there's this third case. It's actually called Fisher, and it has to do with whether or not about 100 defendants charged on the Capitol grounds that day, whether the charges against them can stand under something called 18 U.S.C. 1512. Supreme Court could make a decision about that. The reason why that's significant to Donald Trump, Trump is also charged on two counts under the same statute. No oral argument scheduled on that one yet, but that could also dramatically affect what happens in the federal case involving Donald Trump in D.C. Lots going on.
Counselor, this one I'm going to throw to you because I know you get into the granular detail, but my understanding is there is no textual reason why the U.S. Supreme Court should take up the immunity case unless there is a conviction. So if Trump gets convicted, he can certainly appeal his pleadings of presidential immunity. But my understanding through the breeding of smart people is there's no reason for them to get involved because it's not written that way. That's not the way the statute would read. There are other cases where they talk about, well, you've got to wait. It's written into the text. It's not written here, is my understanding, Counselor. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And again, under normal circumstances, if the three of us were indicted, that sort of thing, well, we may not allege immunities, but we would get the entire case resolved by the district court, then goes up to the circuit court on all kinds of things, including whether or not there are immunities out there, jury selection, evidentiary presentations, all kinds of things. And then if the Supreme Court decides to take the case on, it would do that. Hopeful here that in a case where, again, Donald Trump getting some very special consideration here by the federal courts, the D.C. court hearing this case, the best thing the Supreme Court could do to move this along, we talked about it the last time I was on your show, the D.C. Court of Appeals affirms the lower decision from Judge Chutkan finding no immunity applies. Donald Trump appeals to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, in a one-sentence order, says, We're not taking the case, and the law of the case is the D.C. opinion goes back to Judge Chutkan, and she can get this back on her calendar. Maybe not in time for March 4th, although, again, outside possibility, depending upon how closely all of this falls into line. That's the scenario that gets this done more quickly. Supreme Court should not take a look at this. It should not grant cert. This is not a close question.
So the answer to my question that you already asked is that I was going to ask is March 4th date. We're talking just over 8 weeks away, given those scenarios. Okay, if not March 4th, how much longer do you think it would take
to
get some solution on that particular question?
Right. It is a great question because, again, TikTok, it's going to be the theme of 2024 timing, right? And so you've got a district court judge. She plainly has other things on her docket, including criminal cases, civil cases that are out there. And she's plainly carved out a huge amount of time. We already know she got some jury selection things underway already. She's got weeks set aside for jury selection itself, presumably months of trial activity here as well. She's got to find a big chunk of time. And so that's her challenge. Not to say she cannot do that, say, for example, in an April, a May, or June, or July when we're doing conventions here in Milwaukee and Chicago. Imagine that, right? But again, she'd have to carve out that period of time. She could probably go to the chief judge there and say, listen, I've got to get some consideration here, maybe because of the government, the overall national interest in getting this resolved, have some of these cases assigned to other folks, also on the D.C. court, district court, and let me take this one, let me resolve this, and get this underway. It is not impossible to think that that trial will be, it won't be conducted, very possible it will be conducted before the election itself. The appeals, on the other hand, will not be resolved by November. Difficult to imagine.
My understanding, Donald Trump and his attorney is very critical filing briefs that, you know, apparently Jack Smith should be paying him for continuing to move some of the things forward while this is supposed to be on a stay. I didn't get into the details of it, but there's a stay on this, and Jack Smith is still providing some, you know, legal maneuvers. What's your sense on how that's supposed to work?
Does the word ridiculous come to mind? Again, another of these completely unfounded motions intended to make us all, not all of us, but some of us think, ooh, there's a real there isn't. The district court judge said, you know, I'm going to suspend, she said, the trial date. That's not to say that the prosecution doesn't have to can't do other things to make these happen, anticipating that. That's what he's doing. This is a motion that's, again, frivolous, it's meritless, should go nowhere, and it will go nowhere.
Jim, the New York case, Letitia James, my understanding, the filed closing arguments, they don't actually offer them as oral arguments. They filed them. And as part of her closing arguments, an ask of $370 million. Ooh. Some would perceive that to be a lot of money. Now, Donald Trump has already come out and said, Letitia James should be paying me money. There's a theme here, Jim.
Right. There is. At least we're consistent in our pleadings, are we not? Right. And so, once again, this is significant. Obviously, you initially asked for $250 million. That was the number we've been banding about for a couple of years here. What happened is we had a trial, and that's what's in front of Judge Engoron. And now we've had all these economic people come in. And now, based upon, as you said, the results of that oral argument closing, we've decided it's more than that. And that's what this is about. Plainly, there'll be a disposition by Judge Engoron, presumably sometime this month, maybe early next month. We'll find out how much money he then awards.
Last 60 seconds real quick on my end. Jim, does Donald Trump, does he have to be in the courtroom during this criminal trial?
During a criminal trial, the answer would be yes. A civil trial, no. Interesting, I hear he's going to be in the D.C. Court of Appeals for the argument next week, which is interesting. Not at the council, presumably, but he's going to be there in some way. So he's going to be in court a lot in 2024 and beyond.
Counselor, Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm not seeking re-election. Got a quick response or reaction? Are you running, sir?
Good guy, worked in the lot for many, many years, and a wonderful public servant. Best wishes to him in his next challenges out there.
Well done. Quite efficient. James Santel, tune in tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. He doesn't have to be efficient. It'll be the morning cannolis. Get your fill. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate you coming around.
Thanks, Jim.
Good afternoon, Jim.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he has no plans to change state government's diversity practices. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss plans to order a year-long audit of state agencies' diversity policies. The Democratic governor tells the State Journal that Voss is free to do that, but that no changes will be made. 41 Milwaukee public schools are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. It provides a better atmosphere for play and for learning.
Behavioral referrals go down, injuries go down, and kids are more productive in their play.
That's Lisa Neeb. She's with ReFlow, the nonprofit that's helping with the project. She says natural playgrounds also are more comfortable on...
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m. And grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination,
our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m. And grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This year, every plate is serving up their most sizzling deal yet. $1 steak every single week. Not only can you dig into 10 ounces of delicious steak for just a dollar, but you can enjoy every plate's other tasty meals for just $1.49 each. Whether you're resolving to save money or just want to enjoy every bite in 2024, America's Best Value Meal Kit has you covered. Get started with $1 steak every week and meals for $1.49 each with code DCS49 at everyplate.com. Everyplate.com.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
The D3.
C3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Sound the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the